a Fox News alert. Explosions heard in the capital of Ukraine. I'm Lee Silasera. Russia attempting to capture Kyiv as they further advance into Ukraine as President Biden announces more sanctions against Russia, saying the largest banks in Russia are being cut off from the U.S. economy and assets of wealthy Russians have been frozen. The sanctions are also designed to limit Russia's ability to import components for aerospace, defense, and high-tech sectors. And the president said more sanctions are possible after Russia's further invasion into Ukraine. The president blasted Russian President Vladimir Putin for ignoring efforts at diplomacy.
He rejected every good faith effort the United States and our allies and partners made to address our mutual security concerns through dialogue, to avoid needless conflict and avert human suffering.
This is 7,000 more U.S. troops are heading to Europe.
They're coming from Fort Carson, from the 3rd Brigade of the 4th Infantry Division, who are out at Fort Carson in Colorado, also from Fort Bragg. Some of those 7,000 forces are among those 8,500 that the Defense Secretary and President Biden put on alert. They will be going to Germany.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. The Pentagon says Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin spoke with his counterpart in Ukraine and made it clear that the U.S. supports Ukraine's sovereignty. The CDC is expected to announce tomorrow that most Americans will no longer need to wear masks in indoor public spaces. That's according to the Associated Press.
The change is part of the administration's change in strategy to move to a new phase of learning to live with COVID rather than trying to prevent all instances of infection. Under current guidelines, masks are recommended for people in communities of substantial or high transmission. That accounts for roughly 95% of U.S. counties. The new metrics will still consider caseloads and hospitalizations as both drop dramatically nationwide.
Fox's Steve Rappaport. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
As Russian troops continue their advance into Ukraine, Ukrainians here in the U.S. worry about family members back home.
Katya Demidova in Los Angeles talked to her brother and his wife in the days leading up to this. They did not think their family in Kyiv would be sitting in a basement shelter as sirens went off Thursday.
So we really thought it was just to be the border situation. We never thought it would come to Kyiv, and especially to like a civilian neighborhood.
She says they have 5 and 6-year-old children and are trying to figure out what's next as traffic is packed and word is the airports are closed.
To maybe go to Ivano-Frankivsk, which is closer to Poland, and then cross the border there, or to go to the mountains.
She says as they were going downstairs to the shelter, fighter jets flew so close the entire building shook. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The Justice Department is suing a large healthcare provider over a proposed multi-billion dollar deal to buy a tech company.
The lawsuit seeks to block United Healthcare, the country's largest health insurer, from purchasing Change Healthcare, which is a technology company. The plan has been in the works since January 2021 when United Healthcare said it would buy the company to integrate its analytics and revenue management abilities and would spend as much as $8 billion to make it happen. The DOJ is concerned the purchase will hurt competition among health insurers. A spokesman for United Healthcare called the Justice Department's position flawed and said plans would be vigorously defended. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
An alcohol ban designed to curb late-night drinking among spring breakers in Miami Beach is set to go into effect next month. The city's commissioners voted to prohibit the sale and consumption of alcohol after 2 a.m. between March 7th and March 21st along the city's South Beach Entertainment District. The current last call is 6 a.m. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.